I did. You're good.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Drive Through HR. This is Robin Schooling, and along with me is my co-host, Michael Vandervoort. Hey, Michael.
Good morning, Robin. It's good to hear your voice and see your face via Zoom. I had a great time when we went to Sherm and got to hang out for the first time in 3 years last year. So that was awesome to go like get some live time with you as well as a bunch of our friends. So great to see you again.
Yeah, that was a fun time, and I was only on the ground for 24 hours, and I think it took me 48 hours to recover from going to one HR conference party, you know, and first time in 2.5 years. So yeah, good times. So we have a very interesting show today. We have a guest with us who is a newbie to Drive Through HR, mm-hmm. and we are so thrilled to have her here and discuss some really interesting trends, especially around the state of interviewing, I guess, for want of a better word, and kind of how we've gotten to where we are, which is vastly different from a billion years ago when I started in HR and recruiting. So welcome, Amanda Hahn. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Michael. Good to be with you today. I love any conversation that starts with me being a newbie. I feel like I've been in the HR space for so long now, nobody calls me a newbie anymore.
Yeah,
so
it's that. We may all share that. I suspect I beat everybody on that not a newbie thing. But anyway, welcome to Drive Through. It's good to have you here. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very good. So for our for the benefit of our listeners, we're going to tee it up right to you and have you do your own introduction. How's that? Tell us, Amanda, a little bit about who you are, what you do, where you are, and kind of how you got here.
All right, awesome. Where I am in the world, that's great. So I'm Amanda Hahn, and I lead marketing for HireVue, and I've been with the company for about 9 years now. I think I just passed my 9-year mark, maybe this week. You lose track after a while, but it's been a really exciting ride. I am a former recruiter turned marketer, which is not that unusual, I find, these days. So I grew up in recruiting, literally. I started when I was 15. My mom owned something called a personnel agency many, many years ago.
Yes.
Again, those of us non-newbies might know what that means. And so she placed office staff and secretaries. And she paid better than a lot of the jobs that my friends had at restaurants and the mall and things like that. So I started with her. And every time it seemed that I had a break from school or college or something, she had a need. And I sort of got bit by the recruiting bug. So I went into corporate recruiting and did corporate talent acquisition for a really long time. And then did the soft leap over to consulting before I made the hard leap over to the vendor side many years ago. So I spent a couple of years with Taleo, and then subsequently a year or two with Oracle before joining the team here at HireVue. But really, really passionate, obviously, about the hiring space. I've spent my entire career in it pretty much. And really excited to talk to you guys today about, you know, sort of the state of hiring these days. It's a really exciting time to be in hiring. It's in every headline. It's been so such a weird ride, you know, especially since the pandemic, to just see hiring making the headlines everywhere.
Yeah, I moderate on a group that's called Evil HR Lady, that's run by a woman named Suzanne Lucas. And we get, you know, we have like 20,000 members, which is a pretty large community, and it's pretty active. And one of the most recurring questions, and it's like there is no magic answer, but one of the most recurring questions is, where can I go besides Indeed and LinkedIn to hire, you know, like they're like somebody wants to, you know, please unlock the magic back room where you keep all the job, you know, all the applicants. Right. And it's like, there is no, like, you gotta, anyway, so it's everybody seems to be, you know, being driven crazy by that at no matter what level of HR you're in at this point. So speaking of that, Amanda, let's start, with, if you could maybe, because it the job market's changing, but let's just, if you could maybe just give us kind of an overview of where we're at, because I know we're going to talk specifically about interviewing, but let's start with the job market and kind of like we've been, you know, on this chase you just discussed, and then lately in tech there's been some layoffs, so now we're going into like maybe a correction. And are you guys at HireVue seeing anything that's significant that you could comment on related to that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I spent time with our, just last week, I spent time with some of our top customers. We had our customer advisory board meeting for HireVue, and we had some technology representation in the room. I wouldn't say, you know, not necessarily some of the big tech firms that we've seen in the headlines, but, you know, we're not really seeing a ton of that yet. I think a lot of what we're seeing potentially is just the preparation for, there might be some bumps in the roads coming along, but all of our customers are still talking very much in the mantra of, I'm still looking for people. I'm still having trouble filling jobs. I'm still, you know, want to figure out how to create a more engaging process, create a better candidate experience so that I can keep people in my process and I can hire the best. The dialogue hasn't really shifted a ton. Okay. I would say maybe the only place we're seeing a little bit of shifting is sort of looking forward, maybe instead of that, you know, double or 3x goal that my recruiters had, that my completely overwhelmed recruiting team had for the year to fill roles. Maybe we're doubling, you know, maybe we're cutting that back a little from 3x to 2x or from 2 to 1.5, or things are starting to finally get a little more realistic for these overwhelmed recruiters for the past couple of years. So yeah. That's all we're really hearing about, I think, at this point, is we know something's coming, but right now we're still in the thick of it.
Okay, so too early to say. Anyway, Robin?
Yeah, you know, with those changes, and, you know, it's kind of alluded to this already a little bit. Once we can find the candidates, once we have the applicants, sort of that process, that interview process has changed. It continues to evolve as time goes on. And certainly the pandemic had some, you know, part of causing some of those changes for certain types of roles in certain industries that had never contemplated, probably ever, video interviewing, as an example. But what have been some of the changes that you've seen recently around the interview process, and you know, what are your customers experiencing? What is HireVue working on to kind of address those changes?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think everything around recruiting and I think hiring has changed, right? Post pandemic, and things went sort of a rubber band snap, things went to all virtual and then they went back again. And now they're sort of in this hybrid mode. I think, you know, it sort of depends on the kind of hiring an organization is doing. We're seeing differences if you're hiring frontline workers versus professional workers versus students, maybe. I think, you know, the campus world, for example, and hiring graduates, I think has gone fully into a hybrid model where it was sort of lagging behind, and that wasn't something that we were seeing really take hold. There were still those organizations that absolutely said, I have to be on campus, you know, I need to have a presence, it's about the relationship, which is all true, but not realizing that there is the ability to sort of build those relationships with more flexibility for students specifically through virtual means. So I think, you know, that's one of those areas where we've seen a pretty drastic shift, and it's permanent and it's sort of concrete. Students very specifically, and job seekers in general, I say that's one of the things that we're seeing most on the interview side and across the board on hiring, is job seekers are just looking for more flexibility. I think we introduced all of these solutions broadly, much more broad than they ever were before post-pandemic, that gave job seekers and candidates flexibility. And now they don't want to give it back. You know, we're seeing a lot of demand for flexibility. This is where you see this in the sort of post-hire world, and, you know, hybrid work and job seeker and employees just demanding hybrid work. Job seekers are looking for the same kind of flexibility when you think about the job process and the hiring process. So lots of flexibility is one of the things that we're seeing, I think, and that's taken a sort of a permanent hold. The other thing is on the company side, really looking at automation to help provide some of that high touch flexibility, but being able to do it again with 2x and 3x the workload that some of these recruiters, you know, just didn't have. I mean, recruiters have always sort of, and companies have struggled with, what's the right balance of job openings to recruiter. And I have never in my 30 years of recruiting heard a good number. So it's something that we always struggle with, but I think we have all acknowledged that whatever that number is, we are way past that goal line now at this point, and we've got to get it back into, you know, something that's more manageable. But I think companies now are leaning into automation to say, this is our way to get it more manageable. We've got to be able to provide this flexibility and a high touch experience for candidates and transparency into the process and feedback for them and all these things that job seekers need in a market where they are in the driver's seat. How do we do that when our recruiters are so overwhelmed? And so really leading into automation at different parts of the hiring process, I think is the other thing we're really seeing is a pretty drastic shift and something that's really concrete and is gonna stick.
Can you?
Yeah, I've seen but it certainly was picking up pre-pandemic, but I've seen a whole heck of a lot more efficient, effective, purposeful use of automation at the top of the funnel, and chatbots and whatnot to really kind of start to manage, and some recruiters would say, oh, I wish I had a huge pool of applicants. A lot of them still do. We still have a lot of companies that are dealing with thousands, tens of thousands of applicants at the top of the funnel. And that's right. So that use of that automation to, answer questions, bring it down, let's get down to here's the real information about the job and here's the schedules and can you do this and what do you want to do? And all of those sort of screening questions are so much more effectively automated now. And it's, it's back to that same age old argument of, the robots are taking over the world. No, the robots are making it actually a much more pleasant experience for the candidate as well, because they're saving their time. They could do it from the comfort of their couch at night, answer the questions, get information, get an interview booked, boom, boom, boom. And it's, the people that kind of pushed back against that initially, I think have become true believers in how it's more human than humans sometimes.
I had a follow-up question, perhaps in my self-serving, but perhaps will help other listeners. I'm the lone one in the group that doesn't touch talent acquisition at all. I do labor relations work. So as you started talking about automation, and I get some of what Robin was just saying with chatbots and different things, but can you kind of give a basic explanation for those of us that don't talk recruiting lingo on a regular basis as to what automation is and looks like in that space?
Actually, Michael, that's a really great question. And I don't even think yet it's such a new sort of space, recruitment process automation, if you call it a category. It's such a new space. I think we're still trying to figure out how to define it and what it looks like. And if I say I'm looking for something like that, like where do I go to look for those kinds of things? So, I think for at least for us in terms of how we define it, it's providing what Robin was talking about, that really great high touch candidate experience. And can we do this in a more automated way at specific points in the process? For us at HireVue, it's about those texting solutions. Can I provide candidates feedback on a particular step in the process? Can I give them the ability to, can I send them out a series of screening questions and or an on-demand interview? And then based on the results of those, can I automatically push them into a process to schedule them for an interview where that's a process where the recruiter never touches the process. So that's always on. So it picks the candidate up from the ATS once they apply. It sends them out the appropriate screening mechanism, whether that be a couple of questions or a video interview or an assessment. And then based on the results that come back in, all the data is flowing back and forth, it sends them another text message and says, we'd love to have you schedule for an in-person interview with the hiring manager. And I'm going to serve you up some times that manager is available. And you can go right in and book on their calendar. Again, if you have a solution where you've got a two-way calendar integration, which is really the ideal situation. So that's, kind of automation. There's stuff at the front of the funnel too, where you've got a text to apply sort of situation where I walk into a store and I've got a QR code and right. I can start the process really automated in the front and get right to maybe the jobs that I'm looking for one of our chatbot solutions uses, you know, the conversation, it uses conversational AI to get the job seeker to the right job, but we're really focused in on, you know, all really segmenting it down to not just what the right role or family is, but what's the actual job based on the skills and experience that the job seeker has to get them to the, to funnel them into the right job.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's all about that high touch experience, but yeah, where it's an always on mechanism where the recruiter actually doesn't have to touch anything.
Yeah, so it provides a more immediate kind of feedback loop to the, lets the candidate know, yes, we're here, we're talking to you. That's but it exactly doesn't necessarily right. require 24/7 attention by a human being, which is, yeah.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
and it can be a little bit more high touch. One of the really good examples is that campus is something that's really near and dear to my heart. I did it very early in my career. And so there's always been this huge communication gap. So if you think about the student hiring process and you start in, say, September in the fall, or maybe you converted an intern that worked for you over the summer, they've got a whole year of school left before they're going to start with you. So how do you make sure you're maintaining really good communication with this new leader that you've just hired into your organization, and knowing full well that it might be a month before they check their email? I mean, really and truly, the examples that my friends who have college-age students tell me all the time about how often these kids check their email, or the fact that some of them don't even have email accounts, is just sort of mind-blowing, right, to us that just come from a different generation. So to be able to send these students, or a whole group of students, maybe you're bringing in a class, you know, text-based communications on a regular basis. Hey, we're going to be visiting campus in October. We'd love to see not only the new class of students, but the people that are starting with us next fall. And maybe we do a dinner, or we bring our CEO to school or something like that. But being able to close that communication gap that happens between when students are given offers and then they actually start with an organization is one of those ways that it can be a little bit more manual intervention. But it's got the options of sort of automated plus manual. It's this machine plus human great, you know, combination that really gives us a terrific experience.
I just had one more quick question, follow up on that, which is, you mentioned, we talked a little bit about video interviewing, and one of the other things that kind of was in the show notes was online assessments. You mentioned like a couple of qualifying questions, but has there been sort of an evolution in that? Can you just kind of give us a general overview of assessments and how that works?
Yeah, that's been a really interesting journey for us. So we started, you know, maybe 6 years ago, where we were doing, you know, sort of the first AI-driven assessments in the space. And even back then, we were a little worried about the terminology artificial intelligence, and can we talk about AI, and this is the HR world, and maybe we need to sort of call it something else. But the combination that we've seen of, you know, the tried and true IO psychology science pieces of things that's been around for 100 years now, that, you know, really focuses on the skills candidates need for the job and focusing in on those skills as part of the selection process, and then the advances in technology around data science has completely transformed that whole assessment landscape and space. We now, you know, can take a, 10-minute interaction on a video interview. We can combine that with with gameplay, which has shown to prove really great results. There's a ton of research on how gameplay also is a terrific method for analyzing things like sort of EQ in the process and cognitive abilities. And does it in a better way than sort of traditional assessments, and is a more fun and engaging experience for job seekers and candidates. So I think what's now becoming important, and it's really interesting. So outside of the United States, globally, these are much more widely accepted processes. And so I think they're even more advanced, I think, outside of the United States, when they think about how they apply assessments at multiple steps in the selection process, how they're looking at science-driven and data-backed decisions for hiring. And so now the conversation has really moved towards, you know, making sure that we've got good privacy and that we have really good transparency around how these things work for job seekers. So it was one of the reasons that earlier this year, we launched our AI explainability statement. there will be regulation that's coming in the United States. We're sort of dealing with very piecemeal legislation on a state-by-state basis, and the federal powers that be have indicated that that is going to be the way that it's going to go here in the United States for the, you know, near future. I think, again, where they're more advanced, particularly in the EU, and have been thinking about and using assessments as a standard for a lot longer, they're a little further along. And so they have, you know, global standards, EU-based standards that apply to assessments that are driving organizations that are that have a global footprint like HireVue to be more transparent. And we endorse it because we really feel like it's the right thing to be doing. So in launching the explainability statement, we literally put out there exactly how our assessments work and all of the, you know, all of the stuff behind the machine and behind the systems for anybody to read. So it's out on our website. Anybody can access it, whether that be a job seeker or a member of academia or a talent acquisition or an HR professional, can read through, you know, exactly how we go about building models and doing assessments and how our IO psychology team and our data science team work together to build selection processes for our customers. And we know that that's something that's just going to continue to grow. And we expect there to be an endorsed legislation that would come from outside of the US or inside of the US to make things more transparent for candidates. That's how we're all going to get a better understanding here, is if things are more transparent around how things are built and how things are delivered.
That's cool. I don't think we've ever actually had, we've had 1600 or so shows. I don't know if we've ever actually had an IO psychologist as a guest. I think that would be an interesting show to have a discussion with somebody.
We would be happy to provide one of our IO psychologists.
Maybe we will take you up on that one of these days.
Got it.
That would be terrific. sorry, Robin.
Yeah. A quick reset here. We're, just about 10 minutes or so yet to go on the show. So this is Robin and Michael. We are here with Amanda Hahn from HireVue, talking a whole host of things around hiring and the state of interviewing here in 2022. You know, we've talked a lot about from the employer side, from the company side, what are some tips that you have, Amanda, for job seekers, for candidates, because some folks are, you know, experiencing this new way of interviewing for the first time. They may have worked somewhere for a long time. They are now in the job market or they're exploring things. How do they prepare? What are key things that job seekers should know?
Yeah. So we get a lot of inbound questions from various outlets and even direct from job seekers and things like this about this question. It's really, really interesting. So I would say that we have we ask job seekers to keep in mind some of the things that you would typically hear, like make sure you've got good connectivity, make sure you have good lighting, make sure you have a good connection, make sure that you're in a quiet place and all things like that. But the truth of the matter is, it's preparing for an interview just like you normally would prepare for an interview. And I think that's sometimes what job seekers forget. They get really concerned and anxious about the technology and forget that it's an interview. And so the stuff that we always like to remind job seekers about is, like, do your research on the company and figure out whether it's the type of organization that you want to work for and how your experience maps to the job that you're looking for. When it comes to pre-recorded interviews, our on-demand interviews, the tried and true STAR methodology, which we've had around forever, is actually a really great way to answer a pre-recorded interview. You know, a lot of times organizations and certainly all of our customers are using very situational-based, in a lot of cases, situational-based questions, behavioral-based questions. So they're looking for that kind of format and an answer. So the STAR situation, task, action, result. And it actually ends up fitting really nicely in the 2 to 3 to 4 minute window that is typically given to answer one of those questions. So, you know, that's more, it's how to, we try and encourage candidates to take the anxiety out of the process, listen to your favorite song or something that gets you really pumped up before the process. Go in before the interview, if it's a HireVue interview, and a lot of the other platforms allow this, if they're a video interview platform, there's practice. So you get over the technology anxiety and you can really focus on the content of the interview. I think that's the most important thing as we sort of move to this new way of interviewing for job seekers who maybe haven't done this in the past, is the interview and the content of the interview is the important part. So don't worry about the tech. The great thing about the pandemic is it created this environment where people understand that life happens from home, and it's okay if you're in the middle of an interview and the dog barks or the kid comes running in and they need help with something. It's completely normal now for those kinds of things to happen. It's really well accepted. So we try and advise the job seeker as much as possible just to sort of take the anxiety out of the process, that people understand that life happens and what you're bringing to the table and what you're conveying in your skills and experience is the most important part of that process.
Interesting. We have about 24, we're about 6 minutes left. I want to jump to HireVue specifically for a minute. You've talked about some of the work you do, but tell us about HireVue and kind of the product and, you know, what you services are available through you guys.
Sure, we'd love to. So we started obviously 19 years ago as sort of the pioneers of the video interviewing space. And we're really well known for video interviewing. We have 700 plus customers globally. We work mostly in the enterprise space and large enterprise space, though we have customers of all sizes around the globe. And all of them are using, to some extent, format our video interviewing product. And then, as I mentioned, about 6 years ago, we entered the new wave of the assessment space and sort of created this idea of, you know, AI-powered assessments or assessments that leveraged not only IO psychology, but the advancements in data science. We acquired a game-based company a few years later to add games to the mix. And now about 2 years ago, we acquired a company called Alio that does text and chat-based workflow recruiting process automation. So that's really allowed us to broaden from just the selection process to this sort of end-to-end process, but we're really focused on the experience. So an organization still has a core ATS or an HRS or some core system that all of the transactions in the hiring process are tracked in. We're really focused on providing great experiences then on top of that for our recruiters, our hiring managers, and then their customer, the job seeker, the candidate. So tying all of the selection systems together, whether it be our on-demand interview product or it's an assessment as part of the selection process, and then the live interview, and then wrapping that whole process with text and chat-based engagement and automation to really help deliver a better experience, again, for the candidate, that high-touch experience, but giving the recruiters that automation to be able to make them sort of more productive. So those are the things, that's sort of how we've evolved. We're seeing a lot of activity right now, certainly post-pandemic, we're seeing a lot of activity around automation. We do a lot of work with companies that hire frontline workers, and they are laser focused on that automation piece, just pulling job seekers in as fast as possible before the competition, before they go across the street to another location or another store. So really focusing in on the automation pieces for that. I spent some time again with a number of the customers on our advisory board that do a lot of that hiring last week. I've mentioned students, we've been doing facilitation for campus hiring for a really long time, have great relationships, not only with our customers, but also with the sort of universities and how we bring that relationship together between the student and the university and the employer. And then of course, companies using us as well to hire professionals and leaders into the organization also. So it's been a really great ride. As I mentioned, I've been here for 9 years, so it's been a cool evolution to see. And we're really excited now about the types of solutions we can provide to the market, really focusing in on that automation, that great experience.
Yeah, thanks, that's fantastic.
And I listen to me, I'm gonna sound like I work for Amanda here when I say this, but I think it's important to note as well, because it's the playground I play in, with my company, but HireVue does integrate with pretty much every ATS that's out there.
Yes.
That you can, so it's not necessarily, people that are hearing this and have not necessarily checked out HireVue don't have to think, oh, it's yet another standalone thing. No, there's full integrations built in pretty much for every ATS that one could want.
Yes, thank you, Robin. My product team is not going to be happy with me for missing that piece of it because it's been such a key component of we literally have entire engineering and product teams dedicated to nothing but our integrations with ATS and talent acquisition systems. It's been a revolving part of our roadmap. We get done with one and then we upgrade the integration for the next, and then we move on to the next and we do an upgrade to their integration. So it is a really large chunk of our investment. And that's part of that automation promise. You can't really promise automation unless you are making sure that not only is your system delivering a great experience, but the HR and recruiting teams are getting the data they need and are getting the transactions they need back in the core system. So it doesn't really work. You can't really call it automation unless it works both ways.
Robin is the resident HR tech expert for our global drive-through team of two. So I count on her to keep me straight. And actually, it's why I love doing this podcast. One of the reasons I love doing it is to get to learn stuff like this that I don't touch, right? It keeps me a little bit more aware of what's going on in other parts of the world. We're just about at time. Robin's going to wrap up. I appreciate you being a guest, Amanda. That was a great conversation. I appreciate it. And Robin, I'll let you kind of take us out.
Yeah. So Amanda, before we sign off, if you want to let our listeners know where they can reach you, how they can check out HireVue, all of those sorts of things. Any online places where you hang out?
Absolutely. I'm a bit of a LinkedIn junkie, so folks can probably reach me on LinkedIn. They can also reach me on Twitter. So it's the same for both. It's Amanda J. Han on both LinkedIn and Twitter. And you can check out HireVue, the newly refreshed HireVue, actually. So my team in marketing just launched a brand new website refresh just yesterday.
Nice. Congratulations.
We're super proud of. So if you haven't checked out HireVue in a while, you can check us out at hireview.com. We've got great new overviews of our newest solutions and sort of a outline of the end-to-end process that I talked about. So definitely go and check out the new site.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Well, thanks everybody. And again, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today. Michael, I'll talk to you soon. And Drive Through HR is out of here for
you. Yep. Tomorrow, got a bonus show for this week tomorrow. So I'll talk to you again tomorrow, Robin. Have a great day. Thanks, Amanda.